Sunday night, police in Nova Scotia pull over a guy for driving without his headlights on. He was trying to be sneaky because his front and back seat filled with 20 large marijuana plants. In fact,
20? Wow.
So much weed in the car, he had his friend riding in the trunk.
Good friend.
Yes, he has been arrested. So I'll just try to drive without his lights on so he could be kind of sneaky.
A new survey asked people which of these five things they'd most be willing to give their life for. Your kids, your spouse, your parents, your country, or your religion. Not surprisingly, most people are likely to give their life for their kids and least likely to give their life for their country. 55% of people said they'd be most willing to give their life for their children. 12% said spouse, 10% said parents, 10% said religion, and only 5% said country.
Last month, a 38-year-old woman in England had her pet chicken sitting on her shoulder. Chicken decided to bite her earring off, her diamond earring.
Owie.
Yeah, it's an expensive diamond earring, about $460 earring, lodged inside the chicken, not going to be coming out like you might think. In fact, they say the only way would be to get it out would be a risky operation, which could potentially kill the chicken. So the woman says she's just going to wait. Could be another 8 years, but she's just going to wait. Leave the diamond earring inside her pet chicken.
Gross. There's a woman named Rose Sharman. She was badly injured when her RV overturned in the Arizona desert back in June. She had two dogs. One of them sadly died in the crash. The other one, Ely, survived but ran off after the crash, and she was too injured to look for her, so more than 100 volunteers formed a search party, and last Monday, after 65 days in the desert, they finally found Ely and reunited her with Rose.
New survey asked how many people have made a home movie. Let's call it that, a home movie. Only about 1 in 6 have ever made such a film.
Of the knightly kind.
13% of women and 18% of men say, yeah, they've made one of those. 60% of people who've made a home movie said they made it so they could save it to watch again later.
This definitely was not given to the celebrities.
No, this is
survey
regular
definitely
people.
Not asked them.
The celebrities, they tend to make more movies than the rest of us. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.